because they testify on different reels. And Rabbi Shulchan Korcha says, Tavaye Amone should be stark. What's the difference? But each one testifies that Levi owes 1,000 zuz to Yehudi. Different alvoyes. So, in order to collect 2,000 zuz, then they can't, because then it will be on the basis of a riyah of nidachot. But in order to collect 1,000 zuz, some imonif shech, he's hired. There was a riyah by two aiding that Levi is hired to Yehudi at least 1,000 zuz. And we pass in both machlekes, not like the Rabban. In the machlekes between Rabnos and the Chachamim, we pass like Rabnos and the Mamnes. And the machlekes between Rabbi Shua ben Korche and the Chachamim, we pass like Rabbi Shua ben Korche, the Tavaye Amonesh Bishtar Kamisat. So the Mordechai mentioned named Vitim Kiesev and named Faragude Vafim Einedikio Shero Vasachas Elathu Vazachaseh. In other words, one he testifies he saw a certain relationship of the Ishishish with another man that is Mechiach, that there was adultery. And the other one says and testifies not in the presence of the first aid, or if they testify together best, but on different risks, different curing, the afal gav the cure the chosehai, so mistaf. The kaimon halvoyach halvoyem mistarefes. The afal gav. The amone the masvid high like masvid high miutavaye amone misad. So here, so gamkein kan adova mechuya komisad vitates. So in other words, that's contrary to the Shite, but by Nefoshes, everybody agrees, even Rabbi Shulchan Korcha, that by Nefoshes, if one Nidachot will testify on one Maisin Yuf, or on one Chil Shabbos, and the other eight will testify on another Chil Shabbos, even both Eidim say is Chayim Nisei. So then his potter of this, because Dovah Shebe'avu, according to Kiyeseh, does not have the chumrah of the Nefoshes, it has the chumrah of the Nemomnes. And then they mention, Erai v'chei mashma b'yerushalom e'perikam edisait, nistero b'idecho b'shachis, u'v'idecho b'nabai, zero yomaisi, וישאל רב אלעזר בן תדוי לחכמי, אם זה ייחוד, ויאמרו, אם מקבלין או עדים, אלו אם כן ראו שניהם כאחות. רב ישועה בן קורחה אמר, אפילו בראו שניהם זה החזה. So in other words, the Yerushalmi Seita says, there was a case of kinu stira, in order to be also al bailo, so the Baal has to be mitana liyishte. If nishnai, al tistri mishplein, and then she has to be nistero in mishplein, if nishnai. So suppose he was mitana liyishnai, al tistri mishplein, and then, the Yichud, so one had so stire bishachis, and another had so stire bearvis. So it says, Zeyo maise, bishol rablezav antatoye lechachomim, אם זה ייחוד, ויומרוי מקבל עדין על מכירו שניהם כאחר. רבי שוי בן כורחי מאיר אפילו ברור שניהם זה החזה. עומד רבי שוי בן כורחי, נעמה אימא בחי גבנה, גבי דובר שבערבו לעשר על בילה. ואת מסתרפים ביקיים אלון, כבוס, so in other words, so Mukiyesev is chilek on the shite of Ramban, Rashbo, and Ritva. And he hold Ramban, Rashbo, and Ritva hold that Eides Dovah Shebe'avo has the chumra of Nefoshes, Midrais, and the Mukiyesev and the Agudeshit is that they have the chumra of the Nemoris. And since the Gabi Nemoris we pass like Rabbi Shoy ben Korcho, so the Gabi Ishishish we also pass like Rabbi Shoy ben Korcho. And the Rambam, from the Rambam's Loshin in Perikalev, Luchas Gerashin, it's mashma that Eidus Gdushin and Eidus Gerashin require has the same deen as Eidus Nefoshes in Perikalev Mukhas Yash. So we have a Machlekes Rishen. Now, my Havad the Gemara says that Zayin HaMegalev מאי אבא לא דמיסוסי תושמה דאמר רב חייא בר רבין הווה עובדה ברב חסדא ורב חסדא ברבונה ופשטה מהוד אמר רב נחמן כל מומן שיוכל להציב בידי היונים הקדיש הנה קודש היוכל להציב בידי היונים הקדיש קודש אף על גבי לאפקי ואמר רב יחנן גוזל ונשיאי שהביילים שניהם יחילו להקדיש זה לפי שנשאלי וזה לפי שני בשוסי מי סברס במסוסי מטלת להסקינון סויס ברשוס הגזלן במסוסי מגעקוי הסקינון סויס נד ברשוס הגזלן בקוס קרקי כל מוקן ואיסי ברשוסי למוריס סודן even by Misuse Bikako Misuse Dikakoye if it's any Yochel Yitziv Deyonim so then he cannot be Magdish even the Baal, the Nix so on that point there is a Machlekes Rishenim Shin Gubetz some Rishenim say that what does it mean a Yochel Yitziv Deyonim if Al-Tudini cannot be Mezim Deyonim even if you have business gift, let's say before advice, you have business gift, but Al-Tudini cannot miss the young. Let's say in his case of Kol Da'onva, Misuse Dikakoya, when he says, Hai Omadi Diyu, Hai Omadi Diyu, and there is no music, and no more comment, nothing. Zeyna Shalabesa, Zeyna Shalabesa. So Bezdin says, Kol Da'onva, what it means Kol Da'onva, whoever prevails. So the Rosh says, either B'keach or B'rayes. Rayes does not mean real Rayes, it means circumstantial evidence. Whoever brings, and Keach doesn't mean Chas V'Sholem, that he uses Keach in fighting physically. In hitting the other fellow has to show it, then he's a roshe, and Bezdin will not allow it. But it means if he uses force against the boat, in other words, they both sit at the shore of the boat, and then one person gets into the water, and he starts to sail the boat, and sail in the high sea. So that's a riot. In other words, so there's a machlekes rishenim. According to the Rosh, it's a psag din, because the one who knows that it belongs to him is Mesanefesh himself more than the other fellow. And according to the Rivo, it's a Sylvie. So some Rishonim from the best say that in Yochum Tziv Dayonim only applies to a case where Bez Nalpidin cannot relate, where there is a minion of Kol Alma. But suppose Alpidin Bezn can be made. But because the Gazlan is the Gavra Alam, is not Tzayis Lidin, so then the Nixel can be Magdishet, can be Magnet. There's the Shita of most Rishonim. The Ramah, however, Ishnubetze says, that even in the case where Bezdin cannot be Nasi, because the Gazlan is a Gavra Alim, Lysayas Lidine, so the Bailim cannot be Magdish. I think that in this Machlekes, there is also a Machlekes between the Rambam and the game in Ilches Shluchim Beshut. Rambam says in Pirei Gimel Milchei Shluchim Vishvutim Halacha Zayin Mishoy Eloi Mois Pikodin Biyad Achil Virotzol Har Shishliach Leavion Ein Akinyen Yodei Meil Bazei Shein Amadbeya Nikne Bechlif Ela Keisa Deise Neisen Likarka Kol Shou ומקנלי המויס על גבו כדי ליציון באשוי זו והליך וידון עמי ומציון הוי שולי מיל וביד אחר אין יוכל לכתף אשוי עליו ואפילו הוי אחיו בשטר מפני שהמיל וליצוי ניתן so there is no kinyan ואינו למקנל חברי דוברו שאיני בילום ואין לי דרך שיקנה עוד המחיב בו, אלא במים משלושת, ודובו שאין לי טעם, כמו שבאנו, אוי בהקנוע שאתה אחיו עצמי, בקסיבה ומסירה, מפני שהוא מקנה השיבות שבי. זהו הדין שיירה לי מן הגמורה, אבל הגן אם תקנו, שקייס ונרשויה, אף על המלווה, כדי שלייטל כל אחד מומן חברי וילך ללמדינה אחרס. In other words, there is a difference between a שליח סתם and a שליח with the power of attorney. In other words, the שליח who has הרשוי. הרשוי means the power of attorney. What does it mean הרשוי? That if Levi owes 1,000 Jews to Ruvain, so Ruvain appoints Shimon as a Shliach and is marked to him a portion of the 1,000 Jews, even though it's 1/10 or 1/20, so then he becomes a Shutef in the Chayiv that Levi owes them. So Mele, a Levi cannot say to Shimon, Laval Dvorim Didiat, because he can tell Levi, I am a Baldovo, I have an interest in it. So they Tiknu, the Genim, said, Shim Yershu Litel Mois, Sheyesh Leviat Havere, Oy Litvea Memeno, Halvoye, Vilhoyoli Makne, קרקע מקנהו ארבעה מסמחלתי שבארץ ישראל ומקנה לי המויס על גב ודבורים אלו דבורים קלים הן עד מעית ורואים שזה מיימה שיש לחלק בארץ ישראל. How do we know that he has a chelik? So the Mishnah explains, maybe he's a descendant of Gerim. So he has no chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Vafilu ro, let's say he's a Kehen, he's a Levi. So he has a chazoke that he's not a descendant of Gerim. Any Bershusi. So he's not Bershusi. So what? Why? Because Gozel Gozel and in Yochel Yitziv Deyonim, so the Bailim cannot be Magdash. That's the Rambam Pshit. So the Rambam Pshit is like the Ramach Pshit in Shin Kubetzis. That even if Alpidin it could be Gave, but Bezn cannot be Gave because the Gazlan is Gavra Aleph. Is Litzayis Litine, some mele, the Bailim cannot be Machi. And the Gainim, apparently, agree with the other Rishim, who are Chelik and Ramach. And they hold that the whole Aloha of in Yochotzi Vayonin is only Shayach when Alpidini cannot be Mitzi Vayonin. But if Alpidini could be Mitzi Vayonin, but because the Gazlan is Gavra Alim, then he can, the Bailim can be managed. All right. Now we'll proceed with the Gemara. Toner of Tachlife Bar Marove Kame Yerabavui Shnaim Adukim Vitalis Zenatil Admokim Shiodim Agas Vizenatil Admokim Shiodim Agas Vasho Hilkim Bishov Machvele Rabavuye Vishvui. In other words, Asho Hilkim Bishov Des Bishvui. אלא מסיסן דיקטונה דיקטלגה בעדודה וליקטונה זה נהיטל אדמוקים שיודם הגעס איך המשכח אסלו. So in other words, רבבויה mentions that the חלוקה is only in the rest beyond the place that it's יודם הגעס. But in the place where it's יודם הגעס, so then there is no חלוקה. But the Mishnah says that Mashma, that the whole Talas is divided. Omar Afpope Ditfise Bikakasht. The Mishnah says that the whole Talas is divided as reference to the case where the two hold on to the fringes. And the fringes is not an integral part of the baguette. So then there is no aloche of Achiyodi Magas. Omar Rab Mishashi Yesh Mamino Haisutre Kiven Ditofiz Beisholish Al Sholish Trinum Bei Vinosan Reyu Dechiman Diposigdom Bikon. So we can deduce from this halacha that since he says admokim shiodim agas, what does it mean admokim shiodim agas? But by tfisibik akashte we don't say admokim shiodim agas. Why don't we say by tfisibik akashte admokim shiodim agas just because it's stringes and it's thinner? What difference does it make? So it means tvise b'kakashte, because the kakashte are less than gimel's boys. It doesn't have a shem beget. But in Echlami, if the kakashte is more than gimel's boys, then of course we say on the kakashte also admotive German gas. Let's say they hold on to the, it's a real talus, not just a beret. And the tzitzis, is sholish al sholish, so that is a shem beget. So mele, then we say admotive German gas. So from the fact that Rav Avuya says that Mokim Shiyodim Agas, and the reason is why in the Mishnah we don't say Mokim Shiyodim Agas, because it's less than Sholesh HaSholesh, so we can deduce from that that if Nikinyan Suda, so the we pass like Levi, the Caliph Shalkene, so the Kene gives his handkerchief to the Makne. So then, as soon as the Makne grabbed Sholish al Shorish in the handkerchief, so the whole Sodeog or the Mitaltlin is Nikne to the Kene. Kvinna kivin di chosibbe Makne Sholish al Shorish. Kvinnum be visholafish naale vinosan rei. The chaman the posik dam. We can ye makne. Because in Kinyan Suder he really has to take possession of the whole kill, not part of the kill. So the question is, if he takes possession only of Sholish al Sholish and the rest is still in the hand of the Kene, so how is it Kinyan Suder? The answer is, since he holds Sholish al Sholish, so it's considered as if it is torn off. That piece of Sholish al Sholish is detached. We consider it al Pidin as if it had been detached from the rest of the kill. Dichri. Vidafke nokat sholish al sholish, the klibin on the chsiv nale, ubotam sholish es boys la begedu kide ashke chon gabi tume. So then the Gemara is the kashe, umayish dem vid Rav Chisde, the Omer Rav Chisde get biyodo umshicha biyodei. Suppose the Baal gives the get to the Isha, but the get has a certain string attached to the get, and he puts the get into the hand of the Isha, but the string still remains in the hand of the Baal. So then it depends. Im yochelinatki laviesley, if the Baal, when he puts the whole get into the hand of the Isha, is still able to pull out the get from the hand of the Isha by pulling the string, so there is no nisini of the get. But if the Baal is unable to pull it out, so then it is a nisini. Im yochel natkla v'yesleinu migrashis. But the question is, why do we say in Yochel Natki, Ulaviesle, in a Migreshes, but there is aloche of Kiman Depositum? So it's considered as if it had been torn off, as if, so here too by get, it should be considered, even if the Baal is Yochel Natki, obviously, as if the Ishe had detached the string from the get, so then, suppose it is detached, as the Baal puts the get into the hand of the Ishe, holding on tightly to the string, so the string is detached from the get, then she would be migrashes. So we see that the fact that Gimel al Gimel is in the hand of the Mikaveil does not mean that it's considered as if it's detached, the Gimel Gimel, from the rest of the Kehillah. Hosom, so the Gemara gives the Teres, Hosom Krises Binon, Fileke, Hochen Isine Binon Voik. So Rashi says, Krises Havdole, Sheim of Dolin Zemize, Vari Agudim Heim, Bechudze. So it's a Psul of Krises. Now, this Din of Krises is to be distinguished from the usual Din of Krises. Usually, when the Gemara mentions in Gittin Krises, it means there is a diminution in the relationship, the marital relationship between the husband and the wife. Let's say he gives her a get and he says, "Al menas shalei tilchi libeis ovich leila." So, in other words, she's still attached to him. She cannot visit her father's home. So there is a diminution in the separation, in the marital separation. Here, there is no diminution in the marital separation. There is a diminution in the nisine of the get. So that's also a loche of Christus. Now, Tesis says, now first let's go over the Tesis of Machver Rebavui, Vashor Bishvui, Niredeli Galsinon, Vashor, the Abimashe Bjodim Agas, Yishova, because according to the Gilse, Vashor Bishvui, it means that the two areirs and vitales only have to swear shvur sheinli b'poras mechatzio, and the rest, the balance of beyond the mekeim shiodim agas, but on the mixas the shiodim agas, they don't have to take shvur. So Teisve says we are not geirs that. Nired le garsinum vasho, dat mashe biode magas ishova, kibn de niskino ashvo, shiliodom helich mitekev, mitamze yishba avamashu tevis, umkomo came shapir muha bisomuch, de bikinian mighty tofis kimandi posigdom, kibn de hochelach ashvo natil, komashu tevis. Affiliates and immerso, Vashfui he bishvila tiny, umipnea taconi. So that taste with it. The Bira Gro says, Varambam Likosovke, Ella al the Gil, Avalarosh, he hiachidivatis. So there is a machlekes between the Rambam on one hand, and Tesis and Rosh on the other. According to the Rambam, we are geiris, we are shor b'shvui. But only on the shore they have to take a shvui. But on the piece that is Yodim Agas, they don't have to take a shvui. They don't have to take a shvui. And the Rambam shita is that, Tesis shita is, that we are not geiris vashor, because even the peace that yodim agas, they have to take ishvui, but it's kimoni prosigdome. But the answer is, the shvui is mitzvah takonis chachom, shloi echot ve'echot helich v'teki v'talich yishol chaver. So mele there is no naftimi. The Rambam shita, however, is no. That on the peace that is yodim agas, Bezdin could be matel shvui only on the basis of gilgul shvui, since they are mechuyev to be nishba, and the rest, so it can be mitalgul shvui on the peace. So what is the gist of the machleke between the Rambam on one hand and Tesis and the Rosh on the other. Because Tesis and the Rosh hold that there is a few of Shvuyeh Mitzat Shalei Kol Echot Ve'echot Helich V'Tekev V'Talisi Shal Chaveire, even on the piece that is Yodim Agas. Why? Because we mentioned at the beginning of Shnayim Yosef whether the Anan Sade, the Gemara says, Anan Sade, the mighty Tophis Haidi Deyu, O mighty Tophis Haidi Deyu, is it the building of Mosaic or the Sophic Din of Mosaic? Like Amachlif Por Bachameir and Shirshanakas Hapor, so the Rabbonim of Sumcha say, it's not Yachleik, but it remains in the hands of the person who has possession, or in the hands of the Morakam, because there is the Oyer Dimomene. It's not the building of Mosaic of Chazoki Kol Mashi Yalom and Shishalei, but it is the Sophic Din of Mosaic. So the Kamutamshit is Shnai Meirs and Vitalis is Yachleiku, and as the Gemara explains as an Amsadi, the mighty Tophis Haidi Deyu, Umandi Tophis Haidi Deyu, so is the building of Mosaic. If it's the building of Mosaic, and still we say because of the Takone Shri Echot Ve'echot Helech V'teke V'talisi Shal Chaveirei, so that he has to take a shvuyeh some melee on the thing that is Yodim Agas, he also has to take a shvuyeh without recourse to Gilgul Shvuyeh. However, the Shittas HaRambam is not like that. The Shittas HaRambam is that even though the Gemara says in regard to Yachleik and Ansade, so it's not the building of Mosaic of Chazok Ekomash Yodim Shishalei, but is the Sophic Din of Mosaic, like Machlif Por Bachameir, or Sheir Shenogach HaSapor, since it's on the basis of the Sophic Din of Mosaic, some Mele, there has to be Shvuyeh. But on the piece that is Yodim Agas, there couldn't be Shvuyeh because of so then the Chachamim should be misaking in every case where it belongs to the Mosaic, and the Chachamim made no such takone in every case, only in the case where the Achleiku is based upon the Sophic Din of Mosaic, not the Vaday Din of Mosaic, because the Rambam Shiti is with Ashnai Meirs and Vitalis, so each one is a Mosaic in the whole house. So Mele, it's not a bureau, it's only the Sophic Din of Mosaic. And Teisve Shite is like Avnatam, that Ashnai Meirs and Vitalis, each one is a Mosaic in half of the Talis. So Mele, we say Aman Sadi. So that's the machlekes between the Rambam on one end and Tesis and the Rosh on the other. Now, the next Tesis. Im Yochel Natke, Nire Dim Hoiso Yodo Psucho, Visho Shenosan Getli Yodo, Vinishara Amshicho Biode, Vikovso Yodo Bechizek. She may she hamishiho lo yuhala via esle shenemigrash. So Teisve says, suppose her hand was psuch, the way it's done when a get is delivered. So the get is folded, and then the Baal is told to put it in her hand as she holds both hands together. So Teisve says, if her hands were pesuach at the time when the Baal puts the get in her hand, v'nishara amshicha b'yodei, but the string remained in the hands of the Baal. Is li v'liyuchal v'kofse yado, and then first is the tzrach, then the husband put it into an oven, and then she closed the fist so he couldn't pull it out anymore by pulling the string. So in that case, shimeisha hamshicha lo yuchal l'vieslo, and the string will be torn off from the get, is in a migrashis. Why? Because the reason is why the Baal is in Yochel Natkila Vietzle is not because of his act, but because of the Kfisas Yadayim by the Ish. By the Ish, in other words, so it's her act, so it's like Tli Gitach Mogavikarok. Vakfitzeli also who Elohi. In other words, the Isha had already her fists closed, but then the Baal made a certain ravach in her hand, and then he put it in, into it, and then he closed the hand. So then everything was done by the Baal. The Isha did not participate in the Kabbalah of the get. In other words, he had to push it in, even though it was closed, so he pushed it in with a lot of pressure. So everything was done by the Baal. The Isha did not help him in any way. Shim Yimsheich Vutoch HaBiyodo Kol Kar B'Chizek Shim Yimsheich HaMshiche L'Yovi HaGetes V'Ramtam Pireish. So originally it was written in the text Name Pireish. Name Pireish means that Rabbeinu Tam agrees with the first Loshon Beis. But if the Maram made a correction and he put the Name in parentheses, that means according to the Maram's understanding of Teisves, Rabbeinu Tam is chilik on the first Loshon Teisves. So, but let's read it the way it was written without any corrections. Rabbeinu Tam Name Pirish im haget kovit kol kach shim reitzelim shechaget elof tinotik hamshicha migoreshes umayre biyodo psucho v'loi kofso v'loi oso shum davo. Lifyani is daiti, we don't have to make a correction, because Teisves Loshin, the first Loshin Teisves, and Rabbeinu Tam discuss different situations. First Loshin Teisves discusses the situation where the get is not a heavy object. The get is a plain piece of paper, a plain piece of cloth. So then we have to apply it to a case where Yodo Kvutso and the Baal had to exert a lot of pressure in pushing it in. So the Isha did not participate in the Kabbalah of the get. Mashenke Rabbeinu Tam is reference to the case where the get was written on a heavy object, let's say on a piece of wood or on a tablet, and then the even if Yodo Psucho, and he puts it in, so he cannot, by holding down to the string and that is attached to the tablet, pull away the get, So then she's Mikoreshes. That's Liflug without any corrections. Suvis. Now, let's see a certain Gemara. The Mishnah in Eilanayres, the Frifteh, some of the Aleph says, Eilanayres sheyesh lem knas, habal amamzeres, val ansino, val akusis, so is chayove malkes. In other words, if somebody is balan amzeres, he's chayev malkes. So, but his chayev knas as well. So then the Gemara asks the kashi. It mentions mamzeres achesei, mamzeres chayev elav. Habol achesei v'achesoviv, v'achesimei, v'achesishtei, v'alishisochiv, v'alishisachioviv, v'alanido, yeshlem knas, afopein sheheim bikores, ein b'em misas best. Now, in other words, but suppose he's b'alimei. Now, alimei is not shayach to say now, he's b'albitei. There is a chiyuv misas bezdin, so then there is no knas because of the aloch of kolon l'rabne. Im lo yiyeh osei nonish yonish, negif ish oro v'yotzei godel. So the Torah says in Mishpatim, im lo yiyeh osei, if the ishe, the pregnant woman does not die from the akoye by the negif, so then he has to pay the me'avodesli ba'al. Ho'in yeishosin. But suppose the Isha dies as a result of the nikife by the negev, so then he doesn't have to pay the rodes, the ba'al, because komlei mid'rabne. So, but b'chay, b'abo achay say, there is no din of common rabbi. So that's not like Rabbi Nachuni ben Akonish. Because Rabbi Nachuni ben Akonish, it is that Chayovich Rises has the same din as Mrs. Best, just as there is a din of common rabbi. Ligabe Chiyuv. Mrs. Besden, there is a din of common rabbi. In other words, that he gets only the Enish Homo, not the Enish Kal, by Chayovich Rises also. Why does Rav Nachuni ben Akonish say that? So the Gemara says that Flamin Amad Aleph La'afukye mida Rav Nachuni ben Akonish. Ditanye Rav Nachuni ben Akonish oyoise esim ha-kipurim ki Shabbos li-tashlumim. Ma Shabbos mischaye b'nafshi yupotam tashlumim. If somebody is madlik is a godish chaveri on Shabbos, he doesn't have to pay because it's chaye b'nafshi yupotam tashlumim. Rav Nachuni ben Akonish says, if somebody is madlik as a godish b'makipurim, his chayev kores, he's also potam lishalom. Ma Shabbos mischayev b'nafshi upotam letashlumim, af yemakipurim mischayev b'nafshi upotam letashlumim. My time is in Rav Nachuni ben Akonish. Omar Abaye namarosein b'diyodom. Vinemarosim bidi shomai, maosin omo bidi odom potam et hashlumim, ha-fosein omu v'yishamayim potam da-shlumim Where does it say osein? B'di odom v'lo yi-osein onish yonish Where does it say osein v'yishamayim That's by b'yomi So Yaakov said that he doesn't want to send Binyamin because maybe an osein will happen to him, and that is an osein b'shamay. So, nemar osein b'yodom, v'nemar osein b'shamay. In Miketz, ma osein omo b'yodom patam tashlumim. Afosein omo b'shamayim potam netashlumim. Masikl rav Yaakov adabarave, mai dechim mazelo Yaakov, libnei altsinim pachim. Mishom b'mayim ninu, dilm al arye v'dam v'dviyodom. How do you know when Yaakov Avinu expressed the fear lest a misfortune will overtake Binyamin, he meant a misfortune of Tzinu Pachin. B'nishamay maybe he meant because of Rotzchim, Ganovim, who will kill him. So the Gemara says, Omar Rav Yaakov, Oto Yaakov, Ahom Azir, Ahola Azir, Yaakov al kol mine Azir. Is that Mistaba that Yaakov was afraid only of a misfortune with the other? He was afraid of any misfortune. Vatan Yaakov b'shamayim chut mitzinim pach. So how could he be afraid of a nosim b'shamayim because of the cold? But that a person can take care of himself. Shnema tzinim pachim b'derach hiki ishima nafshi yichat me v'su aray v'vdam v'b'diodom ninu v'omar avyesi v'chintan rabchie v'yim shachor abis ha-migdosh af al pi shebotlu sanhedrin av amises loy botlu ho botlu elo din aber misses loybot mission is khayf skile oy neif um in agag oy khay de sos u mission is khayf skife oy neif u bit liko oy noch schmakish u mission is khay vagige oy nim sal malchus oy list im boim al u mission is khayf khanek oy te wer benor oy meis bis un khay elayfach Aye began with the Shamai, Sinu Pachem Biliot, Rovoma. Noishahu, Visiti Mizar la Melich, Visamti Ani Esponai Bishahi, Bishahu of Mishpachti, Vihati Se Omotero, Koreshali Kimisishalachem, Mamisishalachem,
פוטם את השלומים, מהפקורת שלי פוטם את השלומים. מה יקב מרובל הבאי יסודו? זה מחלגס. בין הבאי אין רובל, as to the term of Reb Nechoni ben Akone, who equates Chiyuv Kores, Chiyuv B'nei Shomayim, with Chiyuv Mrs. Best. According to Abaye, the Alfus is famous. According to Rove, the Alfus is the posi gabi mavir zayr ha-melech. So Kores, Shali, k'mi Kores ha-lachem. So what's not the moment? If we learn it out, as the Rove does, from Kores Shali to Kores ha-lachem, then only Chiyuv Kores has the din of coming to Rabbi. But Chiyuv Mishli Shammai does not have a din of coming to Rabbi. Let's say Zah Shochel Tumo. There is a Chiyuv Mishli Shammai, not Kores. If we say the Alfusi is from Osir, so any Osir Mishli Shammai, whether it's Kores or Mishli Shammai, does not make a difference. So my binaye, ite binaye zor shochel tumo. So there is a chiyuv of misbli shamay, and there is a chiyuv of tashlumin. To mishalim, the chemesh, the keren and the chemesh to the keren, la baye poter le rove chayev, la baye poter. Why? Because Abaye learned it out from Mosei, so Chiyuv Mishli Shammai also has the chumre, has the din of Kom V'Rabnei. But from Rav Chisde, may the Rav Nechunye ben Akone begin if chelbe shel chaverei v'ochlei shu chayev. Shepon is chayev b'gnei v'kedim sheboli di'isacheilev. In other words, in order to apply the din of Kolim Berabnei, he tells there is a requirement of bid that the Chiyuv Mise and the Chiyuv Tashlumin have to take place simultaneously. So, let's say, Madli Godish El Chaber. So when is the Chiyuv Mise? When he sets fire to the Godish. When is the Chiyuv Tashlumin? When he sets fire to the Godish. Mashenke, if he steals the chilef chaveri, he picks it up, so he becomes mechuyev as he gamev at the time of the agboy, as he gaz, because he gamev, he gazlan as kinyonim in the chilef sagos. So mele, and when does he become mechuyev kores? Half an hour later. Or 5 minutes later, when he eats it and he swallows it, so it's not beaten. So the question is, how can the Gemara say that according to Abaye, if it's zar, it's truma? So he's potam netashlumim of keren v'chemesh, but when he eats truma first, in order to eat it, he has to pick it up from the ground. And then he has to put it in his mouth and to swallow it. So when he picks it up from the ground, so he becomes a gazlan on the tumor. And when does he become, when does he become a chuyev misbli shamayim? Half an hour later or 5 minutes later. Or 10 minutes later when he eats, so it's not beaten. So the Gemara gives the teretz. Alme, the midne de agve kanye, mischai v'nafshe, lehave adochle, hochaname midne de agve kanye, mischai v'nafshe, lehave adochle. Hochem mayaskinon, kigen shetochaf lechavere, lisechpit. So in other words, he didn't pick it up. So then his chaver pushed it in his mouth. Safe, safe. So
in other words, he didn't pick it up. So he didn't become a ganev, a gazlan, at the time when he picked it up, but when the friend pushed it in his mouth with his consent. So when he started to chew, then there was a kinyan. Then there was a kinyan. So he became a chuyev as a ganev then. And when did he become a chuyev mishamayim? When he swallowed it, so it's not needed. Safe, safe, kidn biloasi kanye, mischayev in afshe, lo yave. Adibolo, so the Gemara gives the teretz, kin shetochav leiliseir bisapli. In other words, the friend pushed it into the bisapli. Hey, Hadami, idi mochala dure neida. The friends pushed it, and before it comes down into the stomach, he was able to throw it out, and he didn't. So, mimele, neder, il mochala dura my chayev. Luitzrichedi mochala dura al diatrak. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. So Rashi says, shetochav lechaverei, v'li agbei, v'li kanye, v'li mischaye v'tashlon. Since his friends pushed it into his mouth, so he wasn't keen it, even though it is in his mouth, because he didn't pick it up. And agboye has to be gimul tvochim nakak. If his friend pushed it into his mouth, so there is no keen it. So Bibliose is Mechuyev not as a mazik, because since his friends pushes it into his mouth, he is not a mazik. So the friend is the mazik, but there is a chiyuv tashlumi not for the value of the tumah, but the dmeya nos meyo. In other words, because of the fact that he ate, even though it was done by his friend pushing it into his stomach, but he doesn't have to buy new food to eat a meal. So let's say some mele that, but it to danos meo doesn't have to be the same value as the value of the tumor. So he has to pay hanoas meyov. Elo abiblosim ischayev mey hanoas meyov. Veli mey kulo uvahi shayte chiyuv misenami ike. So it's bidne. So the Gemara has the kashe. Hechadam yidi mosla dure neda. Isi boil la dure. Vichile adre. Meai shaiti yu mazikle. Derishin lav midi ovat. Vilun ischayev lekein klum. In other words, derishin, even though derishin pushed it into his mouth, but derishin pushed it with the consent, the Sheni pushed it into the Bisapli of the Rishen, but the Sheni did it with the consent of the Rishen. So Mele, the Sheni is not a Masik, the Rishen is the Masik. It's like Ruvin's telling Shimon, why didn't you hand me over the Chifetz that is on the last table near the window? And then Shimon hands it over to him, and Reuven breaks it. So who is the mazik? Not Shimon. Shimon is only misayeya. But the real mazik is Reuven. So here too, if he can spit it out through him, and he doesn't. So that means birotzen. He does it. So he's the mazik. So the Gemara, vid loy motzalad duramay chayev, nise onusuk. So then, Shemukbes in Ksuves mentions many Rishenim Wachelik Rash, because that involves another child. Suppose the child arose in the Tshuves Rivosh, in the Tshuves Tashbat, in regard to the Golus Forat in 1492, when they were forced either to embrace Christianity or to go in exile. And if they didn't choose one of these two things, so then they had to be executed. So many Jews, most Jews, went into exile. Some Jews couldn't stand that misery, and they remained. But they remained there, and then they were sorry, and they wanted to go in exile. But they knew that if they go in exile, they would be executed. They would be hanged, whatever, by Isabella and Ferdinand, by the Inquisition. So the question is that they couldn't withstand that nisoyen of allowing themselves to be tortured and executed by the Inquisition. So there is a machlekes apostle, whether they have a din of anusim or they don't have a din of anusim. True, that the Rambam says in all Rishenim agree. The only one who is chelik is the Ramach, but all Rishenim agree that even on the three averes, where the aloch is yehoig val yaveir, but if over veloine arak, he's kosheledes and he's not chayev any enesh, because onus rachmone patra. And even by shirazdomi, where we say machosis, so he's also potter of all onshin and he's kosheledes. He's a chayte, because he's Mechalas Hashem, he was David Avrizore, but he has a din of onus, and he's potter of onus. So the question is, that's in the case where he was an onus all the time. But suppose at the very outset he was not an onus, but then at the end he was an onus, like those anusim, who at the very outset they had an alternative to go into exile. That's not hariki. But at the end they were sorry, and they were ready to go into exile, but they couldn't. So many poskim said they were shoyim and they were posleides, and the only way to be machshir themselves would be by standing the Nisoyen, withstanding the Nisoyen, and to stop being given a visore in face of the idea that the Inquisition will find it out, they'll kill them. And some poskim, even Jewish Rebbes, said that since at the end when they do the Ma'is Avera, never mind the Avera they did before, so they were showing then, but now the Yitshuve on that Avera, Avizore, and on the future Averas of Avizore, the Amamesh Anus, from the Loshon HaRambam, the Mir in Sanhedrin mentions today is, in the Loshon HaRambam, in Hilchas Yisei Atere, it's mashma that the Rambam Shita is that, like the poskim, that they don't have a din of anusim. Rambam says in Perkei Milchas Yisedi Atere, Halochei Dalet, Kol mi shenema be yaver val yorik, v'nerag v'liovar, hari ze mischaye v'nafi. V'chol mi shenema be yorik val yaver, v'nerag v'liovar, hari ze kiddush Hashem. V'mhoyo ba'asoro mi Yisrael. Hari ze kiddush Hashem b'rabi. Daniel, Hananya, Mishael, Vazarye, Viravakire, Vechaveo. Veilohei, Narugi, Malchus, Sheil, Milo, Malos, Vale, Nemar, Kiolecho, Ragnu, Kolayim, Nachshavnu, Kitsain, Tifo. Vale, Nemar, Isfil, Haside, Kirsidrisi, Alizabach. Vicholmi, Shenema, Beyorik, Valyavir. V'ovar v'renerag arizim chalus Hashem. V'moyo basorom Yisroel arizachilus Hashem berabin. U'bitul mitzvus asei shikidush Hashem. V'ovar al mitzvus leis asei shikhil Hashem. V'af apikei mitni shova be'inez in malkin eisei v'in tzorch lima shim misin eisei bezdin afil hoag be'inez. שי מלכין וממיסין אל לבר בצייני ובעידים ובאסרוי, שנמה בניסים מזר למלך, ונוסעתי אני אספוני בויש ההוא. מפי השמוע לומדו ההוא וליאונוס ולשייק ולימותי, ומה עם אבידס כחובן? שיחמור מן הקל, הוי ודי סובאינס, הנה חייב קורס, ואין צורך לימה מיסס בזדן, קל וחימה לשום מצווייס, האמור איזבטר. ובראייס ואימה ולנער אליסס דובו, אבל אם יוכל למעלה התנפשי, ולבריח מתחס יד המלך או ראשו. והנה איסה, הנה הוא ככלף שוב על קיי, והוא ניקרו עביד אביס כחובים במזית, והוא נתחת מן האלום, הבור, וירית למדרגה התחתינה של גנית. So some of the forces explain it. What did Michael Mashmalon? It is Yochli Freyach, of course he is in the Abzor Mezit. So they say, the Rambam has referenced the case where the out said he was Yochli Freyach. But then at the end, when he's in the Abzor, it's too late. So the Shittas Rambam is like a poskin. Since the time of the Maisa Avera, even though at the time of the Maisa Avera, so he is an Anus, but since he couldn't avoid it, and so then at the very beginning, so he doesn't have a din of Anus. And in that there is a difference between Pekuach Nefesh and Anus. Pekuach Nefesh, so even the Rishenim will say that one is not allowed to be machnis himself into a situation of Pekuach Nefesh, let's say not to start sailing in a boat, Shlish Yom Kina Shabbos. So it's only a chatchile, but at the end, of course, if he did start sailing, even Lidvar Shus, Erev Shabbos, so he's allowed to Mechal Shabbos. He's Mechuyev to Mechal Shabbos. It's only Chathile. Whether the Raisa, the Rabbonin, it's only Chathile. Mashen Kinonus, so it's only if he had been an Onus all the time. But if he hadn't been an Onus all the time, only at the end, so he does not have a din of Onus. Now, let's go back to the Rashi. So Rashi says, Vidli Motzladu Ramay Chayev Mise Onusu. So the Shem Kubetz says, Miksubes mentions Rashi, who say, from Rashi is Mashma, that if he cannot spit it out at the end, even though at the very beginning he gave his consent, And when the other fellow said to him, can I push tumor into your Besa, please? He said, fine. And even if he himself said to the other fellow, please push tumor into my Besa, please. But if at the end the Escharote has a dinovonus, that's Rashi Shite. So Jesus mentions the Sheni Machim. What kind of onus is he? If he himself at the very outset told his friend to push it into Besa Bliyeh and then he had Charote. So even though it was too late, the other fellow was stubborn and kept on pushing. It's too late. So the Gemara says, according to Rashi, he has it in our onus. In other words, Rashi is chilik on the Rambam. Al deyatzak diname adre mimese v'lechazi lebaili hilkach mikzli gozli. Because what kind of a gozlin is he? The baili will not be satisfied with that kind of disgusting chewed up eichel crumbs of an eichel. So mele he is only mechuyev anuaz greine, and that's vidne. Lo yitzriche dimotze la'adurei al diatrak, afopo martin shetochav lei mashkin shel tchumo lisechpi. Lo yitzot, Rashi Teisu says, vid lo yitzriche la'adurei amai chayev, Pirish bekuntres, amai chayev misi. Why is it on us? Because shall we delay the fiend shemer tzeinim in niach lelitreif the hashte vada chayiv mis. So what's the machleket between Rashi and Teisus? In other words, the Rishite is like the Rambam, that when does one have a din on us? Only if he was an on us all the time. But if at the outset he was no on us, he was berotzen, he told his friend to push in Fablie, even though later he does tshuve in Yescharote, so he does not have a din of onus. And Rashi is chilik on the Rambam, because shall read the late again, shemirtzene miniach lelitchev, the hashte vadachayev mise. Afogav delimotza la'adure umomi namel mechayev kibim delimotza la'adure elo anu azgreine umeyo vahishayte komlei midirabmine vinir alari doche perushi amai chayev momi vahareu li gozle. He wasn't gazel, because since he didn't pick up a gazlan in order to mechuyi b'teres gazlan, he has to do a kinyan. What kind of a kinyan do you do? He told his friend to push it into his abli. He didn't make agboye. He didn't do a thing. So mele, he's not a gazlan. There's no kinyan. Afogav. Farul gazlan v'anosil mechayev. The Afal gav the Amrin on Gozov on his Yahisha Abail, Ubaha Vochle, Rotsomizegive, Rotsomizegive, Hein Dafkil, if Shadow Ragozo Yeshne Bailo, Bishos is a shiny gazely, Aval Hoche, the Bisho, she's a nenemen, Quo of Nailom, Sub Mokim Leaf Shaladure. So why is the shiny? Chayev if Ochle, he can't return the Be'en to the Baalim anyway. The Baalim will resent when he gets a return of the Be'en in such a disgusting shape. V'ritzvo miforesh kishitas rashi. Upshitali la shas daire kishetechevli balkoch. Tichetechevli mirzene miyad כשמייסים בפיו ולא יעדרי יסכונה מיד לישראל בונס ואם בוים כאחות מסתום המניע בפימפ והקיין תכף לבית בוי ביקוש. So what do we say? There is no kin agboye. So what is there no kin agboye? It's kin yad. When are we, is it necessary to resort to kin agboye if it's not nizen? And kin yad does not require the mutfochim nakark. Suppose kin yad chotza mitam yodis haboye. So if the Baal throws the get into the courtyard of the Isha, so it is also migrashes. It's on the ground, it's not mutfachim lakag. The mistomim anichi bifiv, v'hakein techav lebez boir bikush, ואם תמצא לי משהו בריש הקוש מתחלוסי ועד מרביס הבליה מכל מוקים כן איסי בפיו לישחי ואונס אף על דאב דיוכל לנת כאילו להביא אצלי דידפקה לינגט אמרינון היכה דיוכל לנת כאילו להביא גט משם בינון קריסוס דאגידה בי אבל לנסחיה אשכחון בפרק קמד בו מציע טליס חצי על גבי קרק וחצי על גבי עומות והגביע חצי של גבי קרק ללכון מטעם שיוכל לנתקו ולהביא אצלי וכיב משנזיך מטעם זה הועדין דיני מגריש שכי עשו אחר שהוא מונח דיני מגרה שכי עשו אחר שהוא מונח בשך יודי או בשך פיו מטעם זה וידך הוא הפוחס כאינם אחס Now, then we find another machlekes. So here we find the machlekes between Rashi and Tosfos as to whether if a person was not an onus at the very beginning, and at the very beginning it was Bersene, but at the end he had Charote, and he was an onus, so according to Rashi, as it didn't have onus, and according to Tosfos, which is the Shitas HaRambam, he does not have a din of onus. But then we have another machlekes. From Adalef, the first line. Gufe, Omar Rav Chisde, Meide Reb Nechunye Ben Akone, Begene V'chelbe Shol Chavere, V'yochli Shol Chayev, Shekvor Nischayev B'gneve, Kedem Sheyove Lidi Yisachelef. Leim, so it's not Vidne. Leime pliege der Avobin. Der Omer Avobin hazeirig chetz mitchilas arba lisef arba vikora seroim balachosei potter shakir etzer hanochi. If somebody falls a chetz on Shabbos mitchilas dalet vishus rabin lisef dalet and on the way the chetz tears godim shal chaveri. So is Potter Moishale, because Komle Milrabne. So, Akira Zerach Hanoch, so why does Rav Chisde say, Begenev Chelbe Shal Chaveirei, Biochlei, that he is Chayev, because it's not Biidne. Hochaname Neime, Hagboye Zerach Achileu, so it is Biidne. Hochashte, Hoso Miefsher, Leanoche Bule Akirei, הוכה אפשר להכיל ולהג בויה די בויה גוחם ביוחם סורה שסעז שעקיר אצל חנוך הלקחף על גב די חיוב מומעין Mitama no chashelei is pota. Because when does become a chuyev mise? When the chetz is noch received dalet. But when he tears the seroin, he's not chayev mises yet. But he becomes mechuyev bitashlumim. So mele it's not bidne. Shakir zechanochi. So mahishate aschlim loch. But here we cannot say hagboyitzer hachile, because he doesn't have to be magbia in order to eat it. He can process himself on the karke and put it in his mouth. He doesn't have to pick it up. He just, with his hand or with his mouth, he can push in the chilev and eat it. So Melo, we do not say akire hagboyitzer hachile. So he says, Tiboye gochin limato migimu tvochim, so there is no agboye. Tviochel ubotsa migimu lav agboye. So Mimele, since he is able to eat it without agboye, so even if he eats it all the agboye, so there is no din of kom rabneid. So Teisves asks the Kashi, the boy gochen gochen. Pierce bekunt resle mate mi gimu, le have ag boy, vi koshel ri, the mai shaya hag boy, bi dovo shotif, bi yode, ui bi fif, the nosan yode om rachmone, vamrin om begitten nosan sakals om gresches, pshura afal pishenet luyo, afal gav de meire bishus abailing, ואפילו מן דבוי אוסם תלוי אוין מצריך שיתגובי הגימו. So, Thesis has a question. Why do we need, why do we have to resort to a גימו תבוך מהקר? That's from the perspective of קיין אגבוי. So, אגבוי has to be גימו תבוך מהקר. But here there is a קיין יד, and Yad is kene not only by get, Yad is kene by all kionim. So it doesn't have to be gimut vachim akak. So, viniral ri doch perushi, di boye gochim viochil imu bereish kone, viochil hu lish chais u techvo ad beit bliose, afo gav di behach achile ene isikei, והבה הגבוי יזו לצר החילה. מכל מוקים, הויו ויוכל לישחי, ולא יגבוי לב צר החילי. So Teisves says, no, the פשט עם בוי גאון ואוכל is not because of הגבוי, but we cannot say הגבוי צר החילה, since it can become a chuyev without hagboye. So mimele, we can say hagboye tzerach. So the question is against Rashi. How does Rashi say the boy gochin gochin? So mimele, we cannot say that he's kenet because he could eat it, the chilev, without Agboye, but he couldn't eat the Chilev without being Kene. Without being Kene, the Chilev. And he's Kene, even if he fastens himself on the ground, he's Kene through the Kinyan. So what is the Teretz on Rashi? Now we have to see a Gemara in Gittin in order to understand Rashi. Nazirik. Yeah. in seinem Beis. The 12th line from the top. Hahu shriv mera di kosaf le gita le dvise ba de panye di male shaps. There was a shriv mera who was on the verge of death, and he didn't want his wife to be skuko le yibm le chlitze. So he wrote a get for his wife, and the get was written erev shaps. And the Baal did not have, the Chele did not have an opportunity to hand over the get to his wife before she then became Shabbos. And get has a din of muktzeh. Why does get have a din of muktzeh? The answer is, in the same way as money has a din of muktzeh. Why does money have a din of mukse? Because it's l'chazi l'mide. Money is l'chazi l'mide. I mean, it has a big use in business, but mekach memcha is also on Shabbos. So since it's also to write to get on Shabbos, so mele and the usual way of giving a get is by writing it immediately before the delivery, not to write it a long time before and then deliver it to the Isha. So Mimele, it has a din of mukse. So the Shaila was, what should they do? Limocha tokaf li'alm, and his condition was worse, so the Chachamim were afraid, if we wait till Mitzvah Shabbos, it will be too late. So they asked the Shaila of Rove. Osli kamei de Rove. Omalehu zilu amrele liknele lahu duchte diosif bei gite. In other words, let the Baal be makne the bais in which the get was lying. That was his house. So, in Mok Mitzvah, you are allowed to be makne. The way you are makne, luev and nesrik to another person, because it's Mok Mitzvah. Here it's certainly Mok Mitzvah to save the wife from Igun. So let the husband be makne, the bais, to the ish. And then, so the Baal will tell his wife, while he's somochemise, I am makne to you the bais. And then the Isha will be told to close the door of the bais, that's a king and chazok. So memele, she'll be midrashis. So gito v'chatzero, boin loker. So Rashi says here, V'teichud v'tiftach tizgedeles achetzer achotzer acheder sheyitne lo shom lishum chazok titnanu al geder deles u'geder goda pirso u'yiparaz geder kol shua chazok liknei shinameche yochel arzbe dahashte koyoivle chotzer v'dito b'seiche utnan nechosim shein l'machayes Nitin Chosim Sheish Machayas because of the Shtal Chazok. So the Chiddush HaRashbo is Masik on Rashi. Rashi says the Isha is Migreshes for Kiyanagim. So the Rashbo asks, how can Nisha be Migreshes for Kiyanagim? After all, a Nisha cannot be Migreshes even for Nisine if it's Ligitach Magadikarak. So a Nisha can only be Migreshes if the Baal hands over the get in your daily yodo directly. But if the Baal puts the get on the table and he tells the Isha to pick it up from the table, she's not Midrashis. So how can Agib be better than Pligit Hamar Kak? So the Rashba says, no, it's not because of Kiyan Agib, but it's because of Kiyan Chotza. Because Chotza mitam yadis raboy, so it gito v'chatzei raboy nger. So we have to understand the shita of Rashi. Now, the Kseis is Mechadish Echidish, that by Gereshin we don't require king in Yad. We only require Nisine Greik. And the Rai of the Kseis is because he mentions two Rais. One Rai is that Kosav get al Isurano is kosher. And the Isuranoye does not have a din of mommy. So how can there be a kinyan? And the other raya of the Kseis is Navnuroyin, because an issue is Midgareshes Baal Koch. If there had been a requirement of being Kene, how can one be Kene? Baal Koch or the paper or the cloth? So he says it's a raya that by get there is only a loch of Nisinigrade. Not Kenya, she doesn't have to be Kenya, the paper, the cloth. Or let's say, if he writes the get on the golden tablet, she doesn't have to be Kenya, the golden tablet. And Rav Chaim was chilek on the Kseis. And he said, and he mentioned the raya from the Rambam, that by get there are two requirements. One, din of nisini, miyodei liyodo, and if it's not directly miyodei liyodo, if it's ligit hamar b'karkesh, it's not migrashis. And then there is a halacha requirement that she has to be kind of the paper, the cloth, the tavle on which the get is written. And he mentions a raya from the Rambam in Pirik, Vov Milchas Gersh. Retain Milchas Gersh. Halacha Yitches. Kosav haget v'nosnei biyadavdi. V'kosav lo shtamatone olav. Kibm shezochso be'eved, zochso be'get, v'nizgar shoyim hoyekofus. If the Baal wrote a get, and he put it in the hand of his eved, and then he wrote his shtamatone on the eved, the moment she's zeich in the eved, so she's zeich in the get. If the eved was kofus, so the moment she receives the shtamatone on the eved, so she becomes migrashes. If he was bound, v'meini kofus, v'nei, so then he's a chosam aleches. And Chotzam Aleches is not Kene. Likonso Evet, Vin Mugereshes Achi Agia Aget Lyon. So the Rashbo, in Perek Azirik, is Masik. No, it's not in Perek Azirik, it's in the second Perek. Is Masik. And the Rambam says, Monefiach, if at the time when the Ishe gets the Shtamaton and David, so she is not Migoreshes, but then the Eved turns over the get to the Isha, let's say 5 hours later. So it's Ligit Achmor Abikark. Ligit Achmor Abikark. So Rav Chaim said, from this Rambam, it's a raya neged the Kseis and Avnurim. The Kseis and Avnurim say that by get there is only a requirement of disintegrating. But there is no requirement of being kinyid niyor. No, the Rambam Shita is, there is a requirement not only of disintegrating, but also a requirement of being kinyid niyor. So mele, the aloche of chotzam aleches is not kene, is not that the chotzam aleches is not the yad of the isha. Because why is chotzam aleches not kene? So some rishonim explain it because it's not dum yediyot. Yad is not mehalech. Yad is not mehalech. So Tesis and Bumtzia is the kashi. But the yad is mehalech. I mean, when the person walks, so it's not that only the feet walk. As a matter of fact, there is a very curious kashi by Radveya against Tesis and Bumtzia. Tesamud Beis, the third line from the top. Boy Rablaza, Hoei Meyalech Averei Mishir Behemesu Liknis Kelim Sholel Mao Liknis Yom Likni El Mishir Behemesu Ukni Kelim Sholel. In other words, he wasn't Makni the Behemi, but he just said to him, Mishir Behemesu, and with Mishich and Behemah, you should be Kene, the Kelim that is on top of the Behemah. When you are Meshach Behemah, you are not Meshach only the Kufa Behemah. You are Meshach every load that is on top of the Behemah. Mikon Kelim. Mimahanye Mishich and Behemah laknu the Kelim Lord. Omarove, Yomali, Kni Behemel, Kni Kalim, Mikone Kalim, Chotzam Aleches, Vichotzam Aleches.